Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Jenny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are, 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drjenny.com. That's drjenny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. And the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great.
the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
Dr. Ginny?
I'm obviously having a stroke as I speak.
You're off a French. And I am Jessica.
Out so bad. See, that's from not having coffee after
that's
dinner
right.
tonight, everybody. That's what happens. We want to welcome you to the show tonight. I'm sorry, you made me lose it. That was great. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to have a fun time tonight. We're going to take tons of callers. We've got a bunch of callers online already. I can see waiting, and we're going to try to get to each and every one of them. And as always, if you want to talk to us, if you'd like a mini angel reading, call into our number, which is 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And I, Dr. Jeannie or Jessica, will be able to help you. You know what? This is a great night, isn't it? It's nice.
It is
the
so
weather's
beautiful.
Great.
Wow.
It's such a great. And it's been a good week when you think about it.
Actually, the weather's been beautiful.
I know.
You know, it is supposed to rain tomorrow.
It is?
It is. And
oh,
that's
shoot.
What everybody's been telling me. It's going to rain tomorrow, which my grass really kind of needs.
Yeah, I know we've had the sprinklers on. See, in Florida, we have to have the sprinklers on all year round or
yes.
everything dies.
People
you know?
Up north are so lucky, you know.
They don't
and
understand.
In the wintertime, everything dies, and then it comes back.
They don't. I don't think they could comprehend our water bills here are
oh,
equal to
gosh.
Their like heating bill.
Right.
You know, because
right.
it's so expensive. I, however, because the weather's been nice, have actually gone 2 weeks on one tank of gas, which is really pathetic.
That's amazing.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
It
I haven't
is.
Done that since I had that stupid little hybrid car.
Oh, that's right.
I hated that car. What was I thinking? I don't know what
it
I was thinking.
It was cute.
It was cute if you wanted to drive around town. If you wanted to go on the highway, you had to, like, start putting your arms out the window and fanning them to get up to 50.
Well, it was a hybrid. The whole idea was for you to save money on gas.
Actually, I was just trying to make a statement for the economy. You know,
going
I could care less about you. Know, I was trying to, you know, the environment. You know, you always think about you want to pass that on to the kids.
And I like the whole green thing.
Yeah, I do too, you know, and I think it's a good idea. Now that we're really into recycle and we recycle every single day, you know, our plastics and our metals and our tins and all that and our paper, it's like I can't imagine not doing it. But it took me. I was very resistant when we first started.
Yeah, I'm not perfect about it. We're not
it's
good
hard.
About we'll recycle and then our recycle bin is overflowing and then we forget to take it out with the garbage.
Get out, really?
No,
you know, you can get another one. They have signs out if yours are cracked.
I need a new one. I need two of them.
That's what happens because, well, why do you have so much recycling? You don't have that many people in your house. I think
water
your son's
bottles.
Having too many parties.
Well, and that's some cans.
Any cans. Light or something.
Yes.
I love it. That's hysterical. All right, everybody, I sent out an email this week announcing the show, and in a little bit I'm going to tell everyone what that was about because there was something really interesting in there. It talked about how NASA had developed equipment that showed scientific proof that God truly does have healing power, and I'm going to share that with you in just a wee little bit because it was so wonderful.
Oh,
you know, and I had heard about this before. And then, oddly enough, I was sitting in church. And you remember I told you when the Spanish priest gets up to talk, I sort of go into a trance?
Yeah.
I just don't understand him. I mean, he's speaking
he
English.
He has a very thick accent.
Very thick accent. And I can't understand what he's saying. And so it's like a lesson in frustration. So I kind of have a tendency to, like, you know, start thinking about other things. Well, he talked about it during the service.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I heard that my ears perked up, and I thought, it's amazing. I can hear him when I need to hear him. I thought, that's very interesting. So let's see. What did we do last weekend?
We went – what did we do? We went and saw Footloose.
Footloose. Yes, I love that. You love Footloose. I mean, Jessica –
I have been addicted. Footloose ever since it came out originally with Kevin Bacon, because
yes.
I'm a huge Kevin Bacon fan.
Did you see the picture I sent you the next day
yes,
of Kevin Bacon?
That was so
yes.
funny.
Did you blow it up?
I did.
Yeah, did you see everything in that
I
picture?
I did.
Yeah, okay. Was that odd that they even would – they would not put a picture like that out now.
No, they
no,
would.
Because it was a very
I don't
it
even
showed
know.
All of Kevin. Let's
well, and because
way.
Back then they wore tight pants.
Tight pants and high-waisted, and it
right.
was kind of funny the way it looked, but – I was shocked when I saw that because I was just looking for a Footloose because Jessica loves Footloose. I mean, you know how like you go to a movie and it's like, oh, that was really good, but Jessica's like, oh, I can't wait, this is gonna be so good. Oh my God, and she was like so excited. And then we get there and she's like singing. And then I think you're a closet dancer.
I am. I have always wanted to be a dancer and a singer.
Really?
And I'm not good at either.
Well, see, I've truly never heard you sing, so I really don't
know.
And
that's so crazy. I've known you for so many years. Ask my kids, I sing all the time.
I've never heard you sing.
Because you sing all the time.
I sing all the time, and you say, stop, okay? You're hurting the song.
I was in chorus all through high school and middle school, and
yeah.
I love to sing. It's one of my favorite things.
You should do something with that, because if you have a love of something, you got one life. You might as well do it, enjoy it, you know?
I've always wanted to be in a band, like a rock band.
Okay, all right. Now, wait a second.
And wear black makeup.
and wear black, being a rock, oh, you're talking about Kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm thinking being a rock band and wear black makeup.
Yeah.
I think that's like Al Jolson, the opposite of Al Jolson,
oh,
isn't
okay.
it? No, that's what I thought you were. Okay, yeah, Kiss. Gene Simmons, he got married, by the way.
Did he?
He finally married Shannon Tweed a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't watch that show.
It has nothing to do with the show. I happen to be a follower of Kiss.
Okay.
All right, I watched the show. Yeah, he just got married.
Huh.
Yeah, they finally got married after 25
okay.
years or
with
something.
With makeup? Okay, he's good. Without makeup.
Without makeup. He is the scariest looking
yeah.
dude. He really is. I know. But, you know, it's kind of like, thank God that sometimes people get to know us when we're younger and we still have our faces. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, his has been distorted through many plastic
yes.
surgeries, you know?
And so many of them. Who was in Footloose who we said, oh, my gosh, he's definitely had a lot of work?
Oh, the preacher.
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid. My gosh. He had a lot of work done, and his neck was all shaky-achy, and his face, he was not looking good.
No, he wasn't.
He was not looking good at all. And you know what? He looked exhausted through that whole thing.
Well, and
he
wasn't very good, and that's why I had to go back and watch the original.
Yeah.
Because who was the original preacher?
The original preacher was John Lithgow.
John Lithgow, and oh, my gosh,
yes.
what an awesome actor he is.
Yes.
He was... Let me say, Footloose, the new Footloose is really great, but the original is the best.
Well, the new Footloose was kind of a mimic of the old Footloose.
Yeah, I mean, it's
almost
identical. It is.
Because I was looking at some of the pictures, because when you had sent me the next day, you sent me a text. It was like, Footloose, take off your Sunday shoes. Yeah, there you go. I don't know it like you do, because you probably danced to it at home when no one
yes,
knows
I
it.
Did. Yes,
okay.
I did.
So like, I saw that, and I was thinking to myself, okay, so then I tried to find a picture, and it was kind of hard, but then I saw a whole bunch of those of John Lithgow.
Uh-huh.
And so, because I don't think I ever saw the original Footloose.
I have it.
Well, then
I rented it from the Redbox.
Oh, well, you know it takes you a week to return it. Let me borrow,
borrow it.
And because you know what we're going to do Friday.
No.
Friday night.
Tonight.
Is the night before, well, two nights before, three nights before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And what did we say we were going to do on Friday
night?
The
Haunted Forest.
The Haunted Forest in Altamont, because I missed it and I wanted to go last
okay.
year. So,
do you know how crowded it's going to be?
Is it going to be? I don't want to do crowd. I hate crowds.
Well, because Halloween's this weekend.
Well, that won't be fun. So maybe we'll say we didn't not do it. I want to do it, but I don't like crowds. I really. Oh, well, you know what we're doing Friday? I'm going to the Jen and Mineral Show. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The Jen and Mineral Show.
And
sometime.
You know, I have wanted, since we talked about the Moldavite that you have.
Yeah.
I really, really, really want one. Ever since you talked about it, and mm-hmm. I heard about the whole background of Moldavite, and it has really given you some gifts.
Yes.
I think helped your gifts.
Oh, it's amazing.
So
it's,
I'd really like you to buy me one.
I will get.
I mean, I will give you the money for
of
it.
Of course. No, I know what you mean. I am, and that's actually, I should tell everybody out there, I am going to meet with the gentleman on Friday that I get my Moldavite pendants from, and the Moldavite is considered it's called the stone for transformation, and it is thought to be the stone that came from, that the Holy Grail was made from. And it's pretty amazing because it has an intense frequency, a high vibration, and it is believed to not only bring good luck, but fulfillment of wishes, et cetera. And it was put there by God. It has not been touched.
Well, that, and that's what's so awesome about
it. It's so amazing. And I don't think I've ever procured a piece of Moldavite for a client who hasn't told me that it's done amazing things
really?
For them. It's always done something positive. So I am going to the show. Now, everyone I know, I'm totally out of it now, but everyone that I've talked to already that has already ordered one, what I do is I go and I pick one out for them. I kind of hold it and feel for the vibration, make sure it matches the person, and I pick it personally. But all you folks that I've talked to, you're already on the list. Don't worry, I'll make sure I get one for you. But if anybody else wants to get a Moldavite pendant, please call my office tomorrow, because after tomorrow it'll be too late, because I leave very, very early Friday morning for the show. So if you want one, call me at 1-800-375-3446. If I'm busy on a reading or something, just leave your name and your phone number and I'll call you back. But go to my website, read about it. It's under crystals and it's called Moldavite. And I'm glad you brought it up, because I would have forgotten again.
Yeah.
The last time
can they email you, maybe?
They can email me, absolutely. They can go to www.drginny.com and hit contact me, or just go docginny@AOL.com, docginny@AOL.com.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you're at work during the day, can't really pick up the phone.
But that's a very good point. But this, I mean, it's so, the Moldavite, I mean, it literally, when you hold it, if you're wearing it, and somebody's fibbing to you, it heats up.
Really?
Yeah, that's what my senses have been. And then also, it's supposed to bring about all the things that, it's supposed to bring about your future in an expedient way. It's called the Stone of Transformation, and it's just so amazing.
Well, I could use some transformation.
You know, everyone can use a little bit of transformation. So
all right.
Cool.
Hey, you know what? If this can help, I think it's totally worth it.
Well, it helps people, especially if they have old, intense, painful thoughts. And every individual will be, it'll release those thoughts, and every person can be affected differently by it. But it's got this great, powerful vibration, and it can affect great change in a really short period of time.
Well, I think you need to get one for my daughter, too.
Yeah, you know what? I should. I should get one for Melissa, too.
Yeah.
That's a very
She's
good idea.
She's gone through a fairly painful breakup, so.
Yeah, that's a very, very good idea. Make a note of that before you leave tonight so I don't forget, because I'll be out there, and I'll make sure I get two that are absolutely perfect for you guys.
All right.
And now I also want to tell everybody, we have got Susie Q, our chat room mom, in our chat room today, and she's in there, and I know she's taking care of everybody, and I always like to say she tucks them in like with a warm blankie and welcomes everybody in. She does such a great job. So thank you, Susie, for doing that. We're going to be taking a call here in just a second, but I also see that we've got Dolly in the chat room, and I haven't seen her in the chat room in quite a while. So welcome back, Dolly. Good to see you in there, and I hope you're doing well. And I'll be sending you an email tomorrow, because I wanted to talk to you about something. In the meantime, we'll be right back, and we'll start doing some reading. Sound good? Yeah. And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Sorry about that, everybody. I lost my screen, and I had to do a fiddle hopper. I don't know what you call it. The show's gone, the music's gone, and, yeah, that was not good. So I hope everybody can hear me. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you through my phone.
Hello?
I can't hear you at all. Are you muted?
No,
I can't hear you at all. And I wonder if our people can hear. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do this for now. Now you're really back with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. See, we had a little technical difficulty. Every time LaQuaque has to study for an exam,
I know she needs to stop.
We are like radio show jealous.
We are not good
jealous.
At this at all.
No. But we try, and I think we should get an A for effort because we're really trying. You know, let's be honest.
Yes, we lost the show.
We lost the show.
We
completely.
Lost me.
But here's what's really important. Everybody who was a caller on the show, we did not lose one caller, so don't worry about that. What we lost was our ability to be able to see the screen and switch from song to the phone
right.
to us.
That was so weird.
That was so weird. All of a sudden it was gone, and it was replaced by some weird thing. So I don't know. That was odd. That was odd.
Us mechanically challenged.
Yeah, we are. It's sad, but you know, we're back. We're strong. We're good. So I think that what we should do now is just go ahead and take a caller. What do you say?
That sounds great.
Sounds good to me too. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I am talking to the person calling from 209 area code with the prefix 261.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to call in. I'm having trouble speaking tonight, obviously. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles, and my name is Marjorie.
Hi, Marjorie. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. My question was, well, I moved here about 3 months ago to try to get a job and, you know, get a new life, I guess. Do you think I did the right thing by doing that, or do you even see me getting a job anytime soon?
Okay. Well, Marjorie, I'm going to say two things to you here. And this is like a really odd question for me to ask you, but I feel like you have a really strong intuition. Is that true?
Sometimes I think so, yeah.
I'm not the first person to have told you that, correct?
No.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because I just sense it really, really strongly. The thing that I'm going to tell you is that you have a really good energy, and you might be thinking, well, what does that have to do with my question? But it really has a lot to do with the question because you're perceived in a very favorable way. And I'm going to tell you that I think one of the reasons why you moved out to where you moved out to was, yes, to start a new life. I think, didn't you also move away to break away from some other things that were going on in another place?
Well, because I just didn't have a job over there, and I wanted to do something else here in terms of the jobs. So that was mainly why I came here.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that I do see that you're going to end up getting a job, but I'm going to tell you it's probably I don't see you getting, like, the job that you're looking for right away. I see that you're going to end up doing, like, kind of a, I don't want to say boring job, but a job that maybe isn't going to be as challenging for you initially. And that'll help you pay the bills, and then you'll be able to move on to what you really do want to do. So right now I'm going to tell you you're going to end up doing something like, I don't even want to say it, but Starbucks, temporarily just to keep the bills paid. And you probably think that sounds awful, but I see that it's, and I'm not necessarily saying it's Starbucks. But you'll take a job just to get the bills paid, and then what's going to happen is things are going to turn around, and you'll get into the field that you really want to get into. Okay?
Okay. When do you see that happening with the field that I want to get into that, like?
Well, I'm seeing it's probably not going to be till February. I don't see it coming up till, and let me say something about that. I see that something's going to be, you're going to be told about something in December, and you're going to start working towards that. But you won't actually be in the position till February. And that's why I see you taking something else in the meantime just to get the bills paid.
Right. I can
make
sense? Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah. But don't worry about it because everything else is going to be just fine. Has anyone ever told you you have a little bit of a voice that sounds like Kristen Wiig?
No, I don't. I've never heard that.
Now you have.
Yeah.
I hope this has been helpful.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for waiting, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye.
Okay. Well, that's good. You know, it's funny because sometimes when folks call in and they're looking for a job and you tell them, you know, it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen right away, they get really upset, and I'm glad she took that in the right way.
Yeah.
Because
well, at least you know there's light at the end of the tunnel. There's a job there.
Right. And I just see that for whatever reason, she'll know about the job in December, but she won't be able to have it, actually be able to go into it.
Well,
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's not a new startup something.
Could be, or the position won't become open until February, but I just know it'll be February before she can do that. So that's kind of a good thing because, you know, I mean, I want her to get that job because I think it'll be really good
for
her.
I've always wanted to work at Starbucks.
Have you really?
I love a Starbucks coffee. They look like they're having fun. There you go.
You know, I know I spoke with a friend of mine, well, a friend, a client from Hong Kong this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she does spend a lot of time at Starbucks just because she says it gets her out of her, she works from home a lot, so it gets her out of her home environment and gets her out with people and socialization.
Okay.
She loves it. And a lot of people do that, especially in places like Hong Kong and
the Starbucks here, they're all packed all the time.
They are, which sometimes frustrates me. I go in and want to have a cup of coffee and sit down, and everybody's sitting there with their laptop, and I'm like, okay, is this a laptop store? Sounds so nice, isn't it?
Well, but we're so close to the college. There's a lot of college students.
Yeah,
you know, they don't
that.
Have the internet at home, so they have to go out, I guess.
Well, and when I was doing a lot of writing years ago, I remember I used to go to those places just to sit and write, like at Borders and stuff. I used to go sit there and write. When I was writing all those master programs, I used to go sit there and just write because I'm so used to having a lot of noise around me. I grew up in a household with four children, you know, and a dog, and everyone was loud. We're Italian, so it was very boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't work well in a quiet, silent environment.
See, I'm the exact opposite.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because there was only two of us, and it was very...
And your sister's mute, so... Your sister's not mute, but your sister's not very, you know.
She's not real outgoing or talking.
No, so I could see where it would be a quieter environment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But your house isn't quiet now.
Well, no.
Oh,
I love the noise.
Yeah, see, I do too. I mean,
kids are really noisy.
They got Italian in
them.
They do. You know, you can't help it. It's that Italian blood. We like to party. I think we should take another caller, and the caller we should take is from area code 678 with the prefix 328. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can we help you?
I was just wondering, just something general. Is there anything that comes to you?
Just something general. Okay, so you don't have a specific question today?
No.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Do me a favor. Last week we did some astrology stuff, and I got so many emails on that. So I'll tell you what. Tell me what your birthday is, and I'll just do a what I call a soft read for you, okay?
Okay. It's January 11th, 1992.
February 11th, 19. Okay. You don't actually. Whenever anybody asks
January.
Me that, you never have. I'm sorry. January. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought you said February. I'm sorry. Okay, when anyone ever asks you that, don't ever give them the year. That's none of their business. Okay. You can give them the month and the day. Okay, so this is what I'm going to tell you about yourself. And this is kind of funny. And I see this a lot when people say, "Well, you know, can my sign is this? Can you tell me?" So often when I'm reading a person, what their sign is not necessarily what their personality traits are. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna tell you that I get from you is that you're a very loyal person when it comes to friends, when it comes to people, in your social circle, which you're very careful who you truly let into trust. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're very, very loyal to them. But there's also a part of you that doesn't trust a lot of people because
yes.
you, yeah, okay, so that's all like it. But I'm going to also say something else here. One of the weaknesses that is often as a Capricorn, but that's not a weakness for you, is sometimes they tend to be a little self-absorbed, but I'm not getting that about you at all. You are not self-absorbed. I get that you're ambitious, correct?
I guess
you so. You don't feel like you're an ambitious individual?
You said ambitious?
Ambitious, yeah.
Oh, okay, yes. I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's okay. Not a problem. Sometimes it's hard to hear over this line. I know it's difficult. Well, here's the thing I'm going to tell you. That all being said, that's kind of your astrology part. And people really enjoyed hearing it last week, so I wanted to talk about it now. And I will tell you that in that way you do match what your sign is. I also see that you're good with your time. You manage your time well. If you have something to organize, boy, you're really good at it. But here's the other thing I'm going to tell you. I see something coming up. Are you having an issue with a guy right now?
Well, I mean, sometimes maybe me and my boyfriend, you know, might have problems, but lately it's been okay.
Okay.
It's gotten better than it was.
Mm-hmm. And is one of the reasons why it's gotten better than it was because I'm not going to say that you've gotten more understanding, but you've been more communicative of what you want and what you're looking for, correct?
I could say that.
Yeah, okay. All right. So what I'm going to tell you is that I see a couple of different things coming up in your future, okay? I don't know if you planned on – you're working now, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you were planning on taking some time off from work because I kind of see – what I call a pause or a treat coming up, and I see it as work related. Did you see this coming up as well too?
Me no.
No. Hello. Hello. Okay, I think we have lost her completely.
Yeah, we didn't have a real good connection anyway.
No, I hope she calls back. If she calls back, we'll definitely put her through, but unfortunately we lost her. So we're going to go ahead and take the next call because that was, I'm sorry about that. But caller that we just lost, please call back, and if you do, we'll be able to talk to you, and we'll really enjoy doing that. Okay, hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Your number is not showing up on the screen, so I don't know who you are. But
well, that's going to be kind of tough.
It's
going to
be really hard. Your number shows up as unknown, so I don't know who you are, but you're live on the air. So maybe you can talk
hello.
And see if I can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Okay. You're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I had a question. I'm an entering college student.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am in college already. So, and I was wondering, like, I'm so confused. I'm definitely doing the pre-med route.
Okay.
But that's not a major in itself. I'm supposed to have another major to go along with that.
Right.
And I'm so confused only because there are so many other majors, and although I can explore my options, the thing is that I'd rather not go through, like, the whole year of schooling.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find out that that's not what I want to do.
Okay. Okay, so, well, let me ask you this, though. I think that you do want to be in pre-med. You're just not
yes.
sure what the secondary is. I'm going to ask you something, though, and I'm gonna go with something that I'm seeing here. So I'm just going to put this out there. It seems like you have you thought about working with children, by the way?
Working with children,
mm-hmm.
like I do, like in a, I've been thinking about as a part-time job though, to be
mm-hmm.
working with them as, in a daycare or something.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is if you may consider your second major as something that works with children. you know, something that would work, because I see that you have a fondness for children.
Yeah.
Correct? So I'm going to say that I think that would make a lot of sense for you. So have you considered a major that would allow you to seamlessly, like maybe even like
teaching?
Teaching or maybe speech? Audiology or
You know what? I studied that in college, and that's an awesome field, speech pathology and audiology.
And see, it kind of goes with your pre-med major. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
I was thinking about that, actually, but the thing is that I've been talking to my advisor, and
mm-hmm.
she keeps pushing either biology or biochem or chemistry.
Well,
only because...
Yeah, if you're going to be a pre-med, biology, pre-chem, all those are really, really important. Let me ask you a question. Why are you going into pre-med? What do you want to be?
I want to work in the emergency room.
Okay,
like,
so do you want to be an emergency room nurse or do you want to be a doctor?
That's what I don't have a clue on. I'm going back and forth. Because,
okay.
I mean, if I'm a nurse, I'll be able to like be with the people more and have more interaction rather
right.
than being the doctor and being, oh, here's the prescription, this is what you need, although I would like to do that too.
Of course, yeah. Well, and you know what, I think you're smart in doing it the way you're doing it. The reason why I'm suggesting the speech pathology is this reason. If you go into pre-med and you love it, that's still a good second because you take the same courses. If you go into pre-med and you find out that you don't want to go the long haul, you can, with a few classes, also become a counselor, right? So it gives you several different areas where you can maybe do work with children counseling and things of that nature. All are good paying. If you could even do, you know, you could work in the speech field. Again, you could work with children. So you'll have that ability to work with children, but at the same time, all the classes you're taking can kind of be thrown into each field. So you're not, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I would consider something like that. And I know you're trying to stay away from those other classes because, believe me, I know they're the hardest, right, Jess?
Oh, absolutely.
They really are. But the one thing we can tell you is that if you take those classes, the rest is going to be smooth sailing. Those are the hardest ones, you know. You might as well take them, bite the bullet, and get them over with, because in order for you to move on to any of those things, you're still going to need those classes,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's no way around it, and my suggestion is find a good on-campus tutoring buddy, because it really helps. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But you'll do fine. I really think that you can succeed in that. I see you somewhere in the medical field.
Oh, okay.
Long
term. That's reassuring.
Yeah, no, I
do. It all works out in the end.
It does all work out in the end. And whatever you do, just don't feel like you're overwhelmed by it. Because remember, it's one class at a time. And the worst that could happen, the absolute worst, is you have to retake a class, right? And you know what? I guarantee you'll get it the second time around.
Okay.
You know? And if the worst that you have to do on your journey to getting this degree, whether it be in counseling or in speech or in as an emergency room nurse or maybe even a doctorate, I'm going to tell you, you know, the worst that happens is you got to take a class, you know, twice. You're doing pretty darn good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. You're welcome. You have a wonderful night. Okay.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye bye.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
She's
yeah.
It's tough to know what the right career is for anybody.
It really is. It's very, very difficult. And you know what? I think the one thing that they do today is they put so much pressure on children to, you know, okay, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, they're asking them in eighth grade, what do you want to be? You got to pick.
I know.
Golly gee.
Well,
know?
They want you to pick a career path. And I understand it because it'd be easier if you knew ahead of time. But
right.
You don't know till you get in it if you're going to like it or not.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it makes it really hard. And I just think they need to be a little gentler with what they do with kids
yeah,
these days.
Definitely.
Because they put stress on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, already these poor children are so stressed. They have to take college courses and they got to take these AP courses
mm-hmm.
to be able to get into the good colleges. And then they have to get the A's and they have to graduate with a 4.5.
No, it's crazy.
It's just so hard. It's
much stress, in my opinion.
I know. Whatever happened to finding something that you enjoy doing and then working at it and trying to achieve that goal but enjoying your life at the same
right,
time.
Right.
I mean, when did we get on this hamster wheel that we can't get off of? That's sad. People need to enjoy their life, that's for sure. You know, I mean,
that's a fact. And, you know, you start working so early on in high school and then
right.
you're just stressed from the minute you start to, you know, I think that's crazy.
I agree. And it's like it's never ending. It's absolutely never ending. And you know, one of the things I saw the other day, I remember my husband when he was going to college and he went to school to be an engineer. And just before he graduated, they did one of those personality tests
mm-hmm.
with him. He said, and can you imagine? He said, after I did all this work, did everything that I, you know, could possibly do to get my engineering degree, and I'm like 2 weeks away from graduating, and they administer this test, and they call me in, they say, okay, you should be in sales.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And he said, are you kidding me? I'm an engineer. I have a job waiting for me at Ford Motor Company. I'm an engineer. And they said, yeah, but your personality says, and he said, you know, and he was.
Why would they not have done that test before he started?
Right. Well, apparently that was when the tests were just being. They just started developing these tests. You know, because I'm old, so you know we're old people. In any event, I'll tell you what. We're going to play a short song. We're going to come back, do lots more calls, and we'll be back in two.
Take it down, love a pill to swallow.
that was.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Mr. Know-It-All. I like that song. It's cute.
It's peppy.
It's peppy. I do love peppy. Peppy is very, very cute. Okay, tell you what. We're going to take another caller. And you know what? Do you know what next week is, by the way?
It's November.
Okay, because I always said you were quick. Next week is a day that I love this. It's on next Tuesday, which is the day before the show next week, is Day of the Dead celebration. And Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday. And the holiday focuses on gatherings of families and friends. They pray and they remember family, friends who have died. And it's celebrated on the 1st and the 2nd. And it goes in connection with the Catholic holidays, which is All Saints Day, which is also November 1st, and All Souls Day, which is November 2nd. And so what they do is, and it's just so cool. I just love it. And I think it's such a great way to celebrate somebody's life. You know,
yeah.
It's like so cool. So what they do is they, in most regions in Mexico, on November 1st, they honor children and infants. And then on November 2nd, they honor the deceased adults. And it's like, I mean, people go to the cemeteries and they build like private altars with foods and beverages and photos and memorabilia. And the intent is to encourage visits by the souls so that the souls will hear the prayers and the comments of the living directed to them. And a lot of times these celebrations take a very light, humorous tone as celebrants remember funny events and anecdotes, you know, about people who have departed. So it's like a really cool thing.
Don't they have parades and all that?
Oh, my gosh. They have plans for that day are made throughout the year. They have like, tent sales. They have, they really have a three-day party is what they do. Most of the flowers, the marigolds are very, very popular. But they have lots of flowers there. They actually have bottles of tequila there.
Sounds like fun.
They have parades. They have floats. They have all kinds of things. They have picnics at the gravesite, which is very similar, if you think about it, is when you go back to Victorian days when they had that as well. If you remember back in the Victorian days, and we talked about this in St. Augustine, all the grave sites, they're built above ground,
yes.
Right, in cement-like tombs.
Right.
And then people would come and throw a big old, you know, tablecloth on it and have a big party. Yeah, and that was the way it was. And it was, you know, you that way you included the ones who had passed away. But I like that because instead of being all maudlin and depressed, they turned into this awesome celebration.
Well, I like the whole
idea. You know?
You're celebrating their life.
Yeah,
you know,
last year when I was a week before my mother's the anniversary of her death, and you know, I don't know if I think I happen to know a lot of people feel this way. You know, you want to go to the gravesite, but at the same time, it just kind of tends to bring you down. You know, so I decided last year in celebration of that, I was going to celebrate her life, and so I found all the coolest Day of the Dead pictures I could find, and then I would put up pictures of that, and just kind of celebrate every day the whole week before with memories of her that were positive and funny. You know, that
and
were
that's
uplifting.
A great idea.
And I know that's something my mother would have liked too.
Well,
so
I mean,
you know,
the thing is, you're going to grieve your loved ones, but you know, I mean, the whole idea is they lived their life and they moved on to a better place, so why not celebrate?
Absolutely. You know, why be maudlin? Why be depressed?
Right.
Why be sad? They don't want you to be sad.
Right.
That I know for a fact. They want you to be happy and positive. So that's a good thing. I'm going to take a quick look over to the chat room, and I see everything's going really, really well. Good, perfect. Okay, so I can go back. I wanted to make sure if you have a question, you can throw it into the chat room. We'll try and get to it. We'll try to answer it tonight. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and take another live caller. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm online with area code 646 and the prefix 387.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Carmen, Dr. Ginny. How are you?
Carmen, I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Do you remember which Carmen?
You know what?
We spoke so many times, remember?
Now wait, before you say which one, I'm going to say, don't tell me, you are from New York?
Yes.
Okay, and hold on, let me think. I know exactly, you had, yes, I get it, yes. Okay, I understand. How is your daughter had the baby?
Yes, a baby boy,
oh,
4 months
old.
He's
didn't
so
remember.
Big.
See? Okay. Okay, I remember. It might have been a while, but I remember. We haven't talked
mm-hmm.
probably in 10 months, correct?
Yeah, it's been a very long time.
Okay, so kudos to me for remembering. Okay, so tell me how I can help you tonight.
I'm just looking to basically just get an insight. I really don't have much questions. I'm just looking to basically get an insight, updates or anything like that.
Okay, let me take a look and see what I can see here now. You know, right now I'm going to tell you that that I see that the holiday season coming up for you is going to be a good one, and I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say you're going to be blown out financially doing, like you know, off the charts well. You're not going to be doing off the charts horrible, but what I see
mm-hmm.
is that it's just going to be a much – you're going to be settled. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I just got a new job.
Oh, congratulations. Fantastic.
Making more money, yeah.
Amen. Fantastic. So that means you're going to be able to, you know.
Enjoy
the holidays.
I
don't want to say too much. Yes, I don't want to say too much
mm-hmm.
because I, yeah. Your housing situation is the same, correct?
I got my loan modification approved.
Yes. Good. Wonderful.
So
okay.
I got $700 knocked off the mortgage.
Oh, fantastic, Carmen.
Of course,
that's
he stopped
wonderful.
Helping me financially, so I'm on my own, and I'm doing pretty well, actually.
Of course. And, you know, that's what I'm sensing right now. I'm sensing that coming into the holidays this year, you're in, like, a totally different place, a good place. You're peaceful, you know?
Yes,
and this is all
and
you
so
ever
much more
wanted.
Positive. Yes.
Well, and you know why? Because you took back your personal power. Would it be
yes.
okay if I just give our listeners, like, maybe just a little bit of...
Sure.
Why don't you give just a little bit of what happened? Because what happened in
well,
your life was hope.
I'll give it
yeah?
a little review. I was
okay.
in a 23-year relationship. Of course, I found him fooling around with another woman, so I put him out. He left.
Mm-hmm.
He's with another woman, and she's in Dominican Republic, he's here. They so-called had a child, which I still don't believe this is, but it's possible.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, he was helping me financially, and then all of a sudden, he just stopped. And I was really in a rant. I thought my world was over. I thought I was going to die. I thought it was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But actually now I feel like maybe it was a positive change and it was actually for the better because I'm
Amen.
Doing so much more better now.
Aren't you? I mean, there is such a lightness to you now. It's unbelievable. And you went through a difficult time, but the truth is.
Oh, really?
Aren't you happier now than you were
yes,
5 years
I am.
Ago.
I feel
yeah.
like I got to get out of jail free because I felt like I was in jail in my own house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are still times I do think about him. I do wonder if he's going to try to come back.
He was a part
and,
of your life for 23 years.
Yeah,
that's,
and I do.
It.
I still there's still something there, but I feel so much better now. I actually took control of my life. I actually got up and did something for myself, and I feel so much stronger. Actually, he made me a stronger woman because he showed me that with everything he's done to me, he showed me I don't need a man.
That's
I
right.
can survive on my own.
The whole message that you got and that you listened to and you did was you can depend on yourself. God was there
mm-hmm.
for you. I know you prayed every single day.
Yes.
And God was there for you, and he answered your prayers. And now look where you are. So everything doesn't just happen for a reason. It happens for a good reason, right?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Fantastic. Carmen, I'm thrilled. I'm so glad you called in. And thank you for being kind enough to share your story with our listeners because, you know, somebody else out there listening tonight is in that same situation. I know it. And
I know it too, but you know what? I have a what? Couple of words for them. It's not the end of the world. Actually, when you think you lost something, you didn't lose anything. You actually gained something from it. And that's
right.
what I learned. That's a lesson I learned.
Amen.
You actually
right.
gain something from it. It's a lesson to be learned, but it's a well lesson to be learned.
Yeah.
And all I can say to all these women, don't put up with the nonsense. You don't need them.
You go, girl.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel about it. There's no need to put up with the nonsense. You don't need them. If you have the will and the strength, you can go on. You don't need them.
Right.
There's always where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. Keep your self-respect and demand the best because you are the best and expect nothing less in return, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
But I have one quick question for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a gentleman who I've known, he's been trying, like, I know he's tried a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel kind of iffy about the whole situation. His name is Antonio.
Antonio, okay. Antonio's got a belly?
No, he doesn't, actually. He's in good shape, actually. And he's younger than I am, and I just kind of fear, I don't know, something in my gut doesn't let me, I don't know. And he's
Carmen,
confusing sometimes, yeah.
Listen to that something in your gut. Listen to
okay.
it. Okay.
Listen to it, right? Because it, to me, it's just going to be like a fling thing, and that's about that.
I think you need to listen to what you, your gut, I always say God gives us a GPS system in our tummies, and I call it God's positioning system. It's his own little GPS system he puts in our tummies, and he tells us what direction we're supposed to go in. And when you get that feeling in your gut, like, I don't know what it is, I can't explain it, but I'm just feeling like this maybe isn't the right way for me to go, you don't do it. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jessica, you had one of those feelings with somebody.
Yes.
And she didn't. And we were just discussing it the other day, how she was so glad that she listened to that, to God's positioning system in her stomach, you know?
That's what I did, because he tried and he tried, and I don't know, something just didn't feel right. So I didn't go for it. I said, no, I'm not.
No.
Besides, I don't feel I'm ready right now. Right now, I'm focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's getting my life back together, getting myself financially ready so that when I do get in a relationship, I know I don't have to depend on his money. His money will be my play money.
Oh, beautiful.
That's great.
Carmen, I am so, so proud of you. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I have chills going up and down my neck because I'm so happy and so proud of you. You have done so well. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in. By the way, your guy's going to have a little bit of a pooch, a little bit of a tummy.
My guy?
The one for you, the guy for you is going to have a little bit of a pooch in his tummy. Now, I'm not talking like a huge, I'm just saying a little pooch.
No, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I don't discriminate.
That's why I asked.
As long as he can treat me as a queen, I don't have a problem.
That's right. You'll treat him like a king, and he can treat you like a queen. Deal?
Exactly.
Okay.
Long as he can give me my place in life and for the woman that I am, and he can actually see the qualities, then I don't have a problem.
Right.
He can have a big pooch. I don't care.
Amen.
I don't care.
God bless you. You're such a delight. Thank you for calling in, Carmen. You just helped a lot of people, whether you know it or not. You truly did.
Well, I hope I really did, because I want them to know it's not the end of the world. Life goes
That's
on.
That's right. It really
it's more
does.
More out there. Just go out
Amen.
There and get it.
You go, girl.
Well, I just wanted
again,
to give you an update on me and to let you know that I am doing so much, but I'm actually me now.
I'm so glad. I remember those calls a year ago, those tearful calls, and my heart broke for you, and I knew you'd make it through. I told you you'd make it through. I knew you could do it.
I'm a strong woman, though. I'm really strong, but I pulled through.
Yes, you did.
Not the end of the world.
Amen. You take care, Carmen. You have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Thanks a lot
Thank
for being
you.
There for me.
Okay, you're so welcome. Bye-bye now.
Okay. Well,
she's so sweet.
She's really made a success of her life.
She has. And she's such a neat lady, and she's such a strong woman. And if there's one thing, and, you know, God bless her for being willing to share that with everyone.
Oh, yeah.
But when I first talked to her, started talking to her, it was almost 2 years ago, and it was a year transition for her where she was just going through to hell and back, and she was devastated, and she was afraid she'd lose her house, and that's why she had to do that.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And she was at the point where she was ready to give, she was just so upset, so upset. And but her faith really carried her through. I mean,
oh,
it really
awesome.
Did. And she prayed, and I just she has such great internal strength and fortitude. But the point is, she never gave up.
Well, and see, people, it's a lesson that there's light at the end of that tunnel. Boy.
Right. I mean, if you had asked her the beginning of 2 years ago, you know, she would have said, oh, my gosh, you know, and it wasn't, I think it was like 18 months ago, but she would have been like, no, it's not, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
But she kept fighting, and she didn't give up because she's not a quitter, and look where she is today with a great new
job.
She got her loan modification.
Yep.
She has a beautiful home she's in. She's doing great. And now she's going to meet a guy, and she's going to have her control. She's going to, and I'm not saying don't give up the power. What I'm saying is share the power. You should both have the power, okay?
Yeah, but I think she's got the right attitude about it, you know?
Doesn't she, though? I'm so happy for her. Oh, my gosh, that's, like, so good. That's so awesome. I love it. Tell you what, we're going to take a short break, and we're going to hear some Moves Like Jagger. I love this song. Cafe. That song is Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5, featuring, who sings that? Do you know who sings that with him? She's on there. It's a female.
I have no idea.
She gained a lot of weight recently and has been accused of drinking and really messed up the national anthem at the game.
Oh.
Christina
Aguilera.
There you go.
I was going to say that.
You're such a good guesser.
My mind blanks out.
Your mind does not blank out. You just, you know what it is? You
it blanks out.
It blanks out.
When it comes to movie stars and singers' names, if you ask me, it's like I can see their face, but their name just escapes me.
Now, I'm going to tell you what was really funny. Driving home in the car after we saw Footloose, and you're like, now, who was that who played with him? I'm like, yeah, I remember her. Who was that? You're like, I can't. I'm like, I can't remember, but I can see her. You're like, I remember. She has the, and we're like going on. Now, who was the guy who played?
Just me.
No, and it was hysterical to get John Lithgow.
John, And I still can't remember it. So
I know,
you remember
I know.
That.
And I'm like, oh, he's the guy that was in that movie about the planets. He was an alien, right? I mean, it was like, and I'm, it's like connecting in my brain. It just took me a while. It's sad when you get old, you know?
Well, and it's just movie star. And I remember when that started happening to my mother.
Oh, Lord, seriously?
It was movie stars and just famous people names. She just
You're
couldn't.
Not getting forgetful, though. I mean, I have a
80.
Weird memory. Yeah, she was 80.
Yeah.
So, no, and you don't have. You have the same memory everybody else has. I remember. I don't know why I remember. You know that. We've said that.
That's a really good memory.
I have, like, a bizarre. Yeah, but not for anything important. I mean.
Movie stars' names is not important.
No, and I remember.
So I should
that.
Remember something like that.
Yeah, well, I just think that some people. You know, it just,
no.
You know, it's like, I think you get so nervous that you can't remember and it scares you and you automatically freak out and you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You know what I mean? And then you
Maybe.
Can't say.
No, but I'll, even if it's, I'm not talking to anybody, I'll think, what is their name? And then my brain just kind of goes,
then you're like, where am I? Is this my car? So sad. Okay, everybody, this is something that I heard about in church last Sunday, and I had heard about before, but I never had any literature, and I didn't really quite know how to find it. And I got enough of the key words during his very difficult-to-understand sermon that I was able to do some research. And so I want to talk to you about this, okay? This is a true story, and for me, it is proof, scientific proof, that God can heal, and that there are healing powers. And I think when science can prove it, then it blows your mind.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to depict this a little bit. Okay. All right. So NASA had done some experimenting with a special type of camera that could see the energy levels in the human body. A human body emits a certain kind of energy. Everything has a vibration,
mm-hmm.
Okay? That's just a scientific fact. And so when something is vibrating at a higher intensity, it'll generally show up as a different color. And a lot of people, as we know, will call those auras. So NASA did some experimenting with a special type of camera that could see the energy levels in the human body. And then it was then put onto a monitor, you know, like a computer screen. And the energy shows up as like an aura around the body. So NASA's interest in the experiment was to investigate the different effects of, like, space travel on astronauts when they were in orbit. And they were experimenting in a hospital, and there was this gentleman who sadly was dying. And the aura around his body was getting thinner and thinner and thinner. And that is what they discovered would happen when they used this camera and a person would slowly slip away. The aura, the light energy force that was emitted from them would get thinner and thinner until it was non-existent, and that usually meant the person passed away. So the scientist that was carrying out this investigation in the hospital and his associate were behind a two-way mirror, and they could see with their camera, another man come into the room. So they're watching this man who's slowly slipping away, you know, and another man comes into the room. And they watch this man come into the room, and the second he walks into the room, they see a very bright light emanating from his right pocket. And the man walks across the room, and then he walks over to the ill man in bed, and he takes the object out of his pocket, and whatever he took out of his pocket filled the room with such a light, vibrant, blinding light that the cameras, you couldn't see anything but this this blinding light in the cameras. So they ran into the room to see what was causing this huge light to appear and blank out all the cameras. And they discovered that the dying man was being given by a chaplain the Holy Communion. Hope.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what was carrying all that tremendous energy. Now, and this is what blows my mind. You know, you could say that the man walked in and he had something on him that was emanating light electronica, but it wasn't. It was
this is an inanimate object, too.
Yes, exactly. This is not only, so it did not have it. I mean, And it was so bright that the cameras were so sensitive to it that it just, you could see nothing but, it's like shining a flashlight in a camera lens. So here's the neat thing, okay? The dying man was given Holy Communion. The chaplain leaves, and afterwards, with their camera, they can see that the light that was around the man who was so ill started to get lighter and lighter and lighter after he took the Holy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so it obviously was giving him some health back. And
oh, neat.
I just think that was so awesome. Now, this is the second or third or I don't know what you want to say, most awesome part. the scientist who was conducting this experiment for NASA was in his 50s, but he was so blown away by this whole experience that he became a priest after witnessing that.
Oh, no way.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So that would blow your mind to see something like that.
You know, it's one thing to hear it.
Positive,
you know, point. I was just going to say, you know, we talk about things like parting waters and, you know, taking so many loaves and turning them into enough to feed 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here's something that happens in the present day that's scientific that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go, oh, you know, I don't believe this. I don't. But how do you you know, just say I'm not going to, that's not qualified.
Right.
I don't believe that.
Right.
You know, I just think that's so.
Yeah,
amazing.
When science is involved and they're proving something like that.
Oh, my God.
And how do you doubt that?
You don't. I think
Damn.
It's, like, so cool. I thought it was so cool, and I thought it was so impressive. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a call in 1 second, and that call is going to be from area code 267 with the prefix 407. Now, you're not on the line yet. We'll be with you in about 2 minutes and 10 seconds. We'll be right back. Do you know who sang that? You didn't at first.
I didn't at first, and I do now because we talked about it.
Yes, it's
Reba.
Oh, Reba. We love Reba. She's so great. Okay, so I think we should take another caller because this person's been so consistently patient. Hi, your caller from area code 407. No, it's your prefix is 407. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello. How can I help you?
Well, I still got to say, about my career. What do you see me doing with my career?
Okay, well, let me take a look at that. First of all, what's your name?
Alexander.
Alexander. Okay, Alexander. And where are you calling from tonight?
Billings.
Say again? Billings?
Yeah.
Billings, Montana?
Philadelphia, Philly.
Oh, Philly, Philly. Okay, got it. All right, well, let me take a look here and take a look at your career. When's your birthday?
August 18th, 1980.
August. Did you say August?
August, yeah.
Yeah, you know what's funny? You don't strike me as a Leo. I don't know why. You don't strike me as a Leo. Actually, I'm going to ask you these questions, and you tell me if I'm right on the money with this. You're pretty clever. You're a smart guy. And you know how to work around things. Like if you run up to a brick wall, you know how to get over it. Even if you can't go through it, you figure out a way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, and also sometimes you get get very restless a lot, don't you? Like you want to.
Well, what?
I sense that you just don't like to sit still a lot. Is that true?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, you actually have more of the characteristics of a Gemini. I'm going to tell you that. I sense that immediately, so I was really surprised to hear that you're a Leo. You have more characteristics of a Gemini. What I'm going to tell you is that what I'm sensing here is, did you recently get laid off?
No.
Okay. Tell me about your job situation now.
I work at Passmark as a utility clerk.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Are people around you getting laid off? Because I'm seeing layoffs coming up. Have you heard about this?
Not about me or just in general?
Just in general at your company.
Some of you got laid off. I don't know about the one I'm working at, but some of you got laid off, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, what I'm going to tell you is that I don't see any advancement for you in the near future, but I do see you holding your own. You're going to stay steady. I don't see you moving up right now, not for at least a year, because I just see things they're just not good for advancement right now. But at least you'll have the job. But don't worry about the layoffs that are happening around you, because you're not going to be one of them, okay?
Well, okay, and also, I put somebody from Chester Hill Hotel. We going with that?
I'm sorry, honey, you're going to have to repeat that.
I'll put somebody from Chester Hill Hotel. Where do you see me going with that?
We have a bad connection. We have a lot of bad connections.
Where do you see me working at Chester Hill Hotel?
I'm not quite sure I can. You're breaking up so bad on this end, we can hardly hear you.
One more time. Okay, where do you see me? Okay, what about Chester Hill Hotel? Do you see me? Do you get a reading from that?
Whatever is connected with that is not a good connection. I'm actually getting a negative. Okay. I'm just getting a negative energy from that. So I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'm getting a negative energy from that, and I want to let you know that, okay? And I think you'll know what that means, right? I think we've lost them completely now. Some bad connections tonight. Traffic or something, right? I don't know. That's kind of weird. And now you just got kicked off too. We're just having all kinds of trouble. Yeah, you're off. But I can talk for both of us. Hi, my name is Jessica. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenny. I want everyone to know, no, you're going to have to dial back in. This is what was so funny. I'm sitting here during that last song, and Jessica, I look over at her, and she's looking like cross-eyed down at her nose. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she said that her daughter, who's studying psychology right now, she said to me, her daughter's studying psychology, and apparently the mind automatically blocks out the fact that your nose is there, because if it didn't automatically block it out, it would make us all crazy, because you actually can see the person's nose all the time. You can see your own nose all the time. I never realized that before, but I thought that was kind of interesting, so I just thought I'd mention it. So we got you live again, Jessica. Are you back?
Can you hear me now?
No, pretty much. No, but you will. I'll be able to hear you in a second. Okay, now talk.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Hey.
Jessica back. Crazy night. Well, these things happen sometimes.
And you're making fun of my nose statement.
Well, you're sitting there looking cross-eyed at your nose and thinking, what are you doing?
Well, but that's interesting because, honestly, if you could see your nose all the time, wouldn't it bother you? You'd be like, oh, my God, get it off.
Well, yeah, because it's kind of like every now and then, like, I'm sure no one's
every
ever had a
every now and then
blemish.
You notice it.
Yeah, when, you know, and you're like, and it kind
of. But most of the time you don't even think about it.
Yes, right, you don't.
Because your brain blocks it out.
Well, here's something interesting. My daughter had given me a little test the other day, and I was telling a friend of mine about it yesterday. I have to send her this. It was a smiley face made up of words, all different words. And she said, look at it and just tell me the first four words that you see. Now I'm looking at it, and she's like, okay, Mom, just the first four words. And I'm like, okay. Oh, no, that's not the word. I spelled it wrong. Finally, I was able to come up with, I came up with the word polite, mm-hmm. passionate, stubborn. Okay, those were, I forget
okay.
the fourth one. Polite, passionate, and stubborn, which, of course, I am all of those things.
So what, are you
I
picking
think.
Out things about yourself from
Apparently,
it?
Apparently, the first four words that your mind deciphers out of this mass of words are supposed to project who you are as a person.
Oh, neat.
And it was funny because both my daughters did it, and it was right on the money.
Uh-huh.
And I am very stubborn, so it probably was
yes,
right
you
on
are.
The money, too. Thanks for being so agreeable. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
Yeah, so I'll have her. I was sending it to Linda, and I have to send.
Send it to me.
Tiffany was supposed to send it to me, but she didn't. So, and I wasn't supposed to say her name on the air. Oops. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to go ahead and take another live caller because we've just prattled on and on. This is area code 951 with the prefix 302. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Dr. Jenny. This is Barbara Sale. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there as usual.
how's the West Coast doing?
I'm an East Coast girl at heart, so
yeah.
For me, not having to change the seasons is always
I
miss them. But otherwise, you know.
I know.
Things are good.
Good. Well, how can I help you tonight?
Well, the reason I'm calling is my third son is having some difficulty in his little first grade class, and primarily it's because he has two different teachers on two different days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're totally, well, one teaches the first 2 days of the week, and the other teaches the other 2.5 days. And they, you know, he was the star of his class last year.
Mm-hmm.
They said he was at the top, and now they've kind of said he's at the bottom, and he's struggling, and mm-hmm. and I've talked with the teacher, I've talked with the assistant principal, and it seems we're not getting anywhere. So
okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I should do for him, because his attitude now is, I don't like school, where
right.
it's been, I love school.
Okay.
So
here's the thing. You know, as well as a lot of our listeners know, the teacher makes all the difference in the world to a child's experience in that grade or that class. Now, I will share something with you. I had one of my daughters had a horrendous second grade teacher that made her school experience horrible. I had taken her for some speech therapy because she was a binky baby. I let her use binkies for too long. And they tested her and said they'd never tested anybody so high. So, and we knew she was very, very bright. But all of a sudden in second grade, it tumbled. It was just terrible. And what we ended up doing was I went and met with the teacher, and I realized that obviously that situation was not working out for her. And there was nothing that I could do about it. And so they actually questioned whether or not they wanted to pass her. And I said, oh, you'll be passing her. You'll definitely be passing her. And they did. And then the next year, around about December, the teacher came to me and said, I'm confused because I just got this report saying that your daughter had struggled last year and she's straight A's. I'm really confused. I said, it was a teacher situation and it's fine. I had worked with her that summer thinking maybe there was something I was missing, but there wasn't. I've come to discover this is a situation that a lot of parents have. That was many, many years ago, but I have
right.
come to discover this. And what you're going to have to do, and I mean this sincerely, you're going to have to muddle through it, do the best you can, help him any way you can. Things will change for him next year. Okay?
Okay.
I'm telling you they will change for him next year. I know specifically for your son that things will change for the positive next year. Do not worry about it. The thing is, don't draw too much attention to it, because that is the thing that we made sure that we didn't do as well. If you draw too much attention to it, then suddenly you're making a mountain out of a molehill. The child's going to feel it. The child's going to feel the pressure. He's going to think there's something wrong with him. Don't do that. Just act like, okay, you know what? This isn't the best year. Thank goodness all the other ones are going to be really good, though. That's the attitude
okay.
you take with him, okay? I promise you, Barbara Sue, it's going to be fine.
Okay. Because, you know,
okay.
he's a great kid, so.
I know,
just,
and he's a bright boy.
He is, and when they're sitting there telling me, wow, he's way behind, but, you know, you were in a different school system last year and da-da-da, I'm like, okay,
listen,
hold on
now. I've been there. Both my girls are ungifted, and believe me, I know, right? I mean, I know. Believe me, I know. When that teacher told me, oh, well, she seems to, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Obviously something's wrong here, and I couldn't figure it out, and it was just the teacher was allowing things to fall through the cracks, and her teaching style was so muddled, and what you're going through is something that a lot of school systems have been trying, and they don't generally keep it, but because of cutbacks they've had to do this. A lot of teachers are they're sharing the teaching time is literally
they
what
are.
They're doing.
And I guess the Monday and Tuesday teacher is the one we have the most issue with.
Right.
He calls her the yeller, and other kids call her the yeller. And then the other teacher's the playful one. So it's like he's getting all this instruction on Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he's not really getting.
Well, and when somebody's yelled at, they're really, and I don't care what that person's saying, you're shutting down. You're not listening to it. That's why yelling at our children is absolutely useless. It scares them if that's your goal, but that's really not, I don't think, anybody's intended goal. Their goal is to get them to listen. Yelling's not the way to do it, because when you yell at a person, their mind shuts down completely. Just makes no sense to do that. It's not very effective, even though it seems like the right thing to do sometimes for all of us. We all have been there. And all I can tell you is that I'm not going to say that next year he won't have the split teacher situation again, because there's a good chance he might, because teachers, instead of quitting and having other teachers laid off, teachers are taking less hours to keep some of the other teachers on so everyone can keep a job. That's what's going on. I know a lot of teachers. So they're trying to make it work. But next year, I would suggest, and don't believe this if people say it's not true, find out who is the best teacher and then see if you can somehow talk to the guidance counselor and get that your son placed in there. Now, I know every school is going to say, there's no way we can do that. We have no pull there. You know, they get placed where they get placed. There's no selective. You can't go in and pick. But it's absolutely not true. And if you go in and meet with them and say it's really important because he's just not excelling under this kind of tutelage and he really needs somebody who's not a screamer, but say it in a nice way. You don't want to say screamer. Yeah.
Right.
Because we both know what it is, but you don't want to say that because that wouldn't make you very endearing to the guidance counselor, right? So you're going
to. I've tried to keep a positive because I'll only be here for 2 years and then move again.
Right.
So.
Right.
I want to make it the best 2 years.
It's not going to be a problem, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
Next year you're going to be fine, and believe me, he's a bright boy. I know that, so don't worry about it. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Thanks for calling in, huh?
Sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye. She's a very sweet woman. Her husband, I don't want to say too much, but her husband is high up in the military. That's all I'll say.
Oh, really?
And she's a very, very good person and a phenomenal mom with 5 children.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a great lady, great lady. And she's been a client for many years. So, and I haven't talked to her in a while because they got relocated. You know.
Well, I bet with the military that's tough because you got to change schools all the time.
But a better mom you'll never find. Which is case in point. She's not calling about something about herself. She's calling about something about her kids.
Right.
You know, because, and there's nothing wrong with calling about something about yourself. But if she's going to talk to me, it's about something about her child because she's just a great mom and she'd do anything for him. And I'd love to hear that. That's always a neat thing. Okay, so that was a good call. I enjoyed it. But you know what we got to do? I got to play the song. I'll be right back and we'll take more callers.
Mm-hmm. sounded like a club was closing at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And the band just stopped. Not that I've ever had any experience
with
that.
Oh, absolutely not.
Last Friday night with Katy Perry. Well, not with Katy Perry, by Katy
Perry.
Were
you with Katy
Perry? I was not with Katy Perry. Have you ever seen her husband? He's
I love
funny,
him.
But he is the ugliest man
alive. He is
alive.
Not ugly. He is hot.
Have you seen him?
I have seen him. I love
he
him.
He looks like he died. No one told him.
You are twisted.
No, you have you seen him?
I am very attracted to him.
Seriously.
Russell Brand. He's a hottie. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not
you kidding,
kidding
you.
Me. No. He's a little
okay.
thin.
He has a wonderful personality, and once you get to know him
and
a little bit,
hair,
he's very
he's
endearing, and then he's cute. But when you just see him,
I think he's cute.
I don't know. It's something about that English teeth thing going on, you know?
And I like that.
The messed up teeth?
Because I watched the BBC, and they just seem like more real people.
Jessica, that means that you should just get fixed up with a skinny, snarly-looking, haggle-tooth guy.
I mean, I don't want nasty, ugly teeth.
No wonder you, I can't find a guy for you, because I've been fixing you up with the wrong man. I've been fixing you up with good-looking guys. You need those
name one. Name one.
I can.
Come
oh, my
on.
Goodness. Painter Boy was cute.
He was cute, but he had issues.
Yeah, he did. Sorry about that. I didn't know that. I didn't have an opportunity
See?
To discuss.
How well-screened was he? Not very.
Hey, I didn't know how to screen him. I was just getting my body.
Oh, thanks.
I'm just absolutely kidding. We're going to get kicked off the air for this. Okay, you know what? We need to quick do some email drawings, because every week, folks, we do a free email drawing where if your name is drawn out of the
email,
out of the VATO emails,
VATO emails.
If your name is drawn out of the VATO emails, then you will get a free 30-minute private reading. That will take place after the show. And the way that happens is we're going to go ahead and we'll usually pick two out of the mailbox, the very rusty, very hard-to-open mailbox. And once we get it open, then we pick out two emails. We read them, answer them, and then we put them in the VAT email.
How do they go from emails into a mailbox? Explain that to me.
I don't know. We have to ask Al Gore. He invented the Internet, you know. He said so. I remember.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to rock, paper, scissors to see who has to break open the mailbox, that rusty thing. Go. Oh, go.
I didn't do
it. Okay. And go. Oh,
I won.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Okay. I have to run down to the mailbox. I'll be right back.
That's really heavy steps there.
I'm still running. Hey, I just realized we're in season with that cackle. Oh, my gosh. See, we actually played something relevant.
Yay.
Finally. Yay. Okay, go ahead and pick any. There's a stack of them. Go ahead and pick one. And I'm going to pick one. And while you read, I'm going to fold these up and put them in the VATO email. Go ahead.
Okay. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I purchased a 1999 Nissan from a friend 3 weeks ago. She said it had no problems, but ever since, I've had it in the repair shop 3 separate times in just 3 weeks. Did she knowingly sell me a lemon? Marley P.
Marley, the truth is, she's not your friend. She really is jealous because you're dating a cuter guy than she is. So, no, I'm absolutely kidding. Honestly, I don't think she did it on purpose. I mean, let's be honest here. She's your friend, and have been friends a long time. No, she didn't do that on purpose. I think what's going on there is that you've got a 1999 Nissan, and unless your second, you know, car is a tow truck, you're going to have to get that car fixed a few times. It's, you know,
well, a 99, you're going to have problems. 12
years old, you know. I mean, things wear out, just like people. You got to, you know, kind of update it. And believe it or not, this is very true. Different driving styles can create different problems with a car. So, like, she might have been driving the car for a while, and she notices if she hits the pedal a certain way, too fast or too soft or whatever, it stalls or it does this or it does that. So she became in tune with the car. But then when a new person starts driving the car, you have to make your own experiences. I remember I had a Volkswagen thing that every time I came off the clutch, it would pop the clutch, and the thing connecting the clutch would get disconnected, and I had to bring it into the shop, and they had to, it was like a hook that kept the cable on. It was the weirdest thing.
And car was a piece of garbage.
I love that car. That was the
coolest car. It looked like a giant piece of junk driving.
It was It was the coolest car. It was a Volkswagen 3, 1973 Volkswagen thing, and it was painted glossy camouflage.
I'm sure nobody has ever heard of.
Okay, you can take all the doors off, put the window down, take huge stereo speakers and put it on the desk and blow out everyone on the beach with your music.
Have you seen one of those in the last year or so?
Well, they're really expensive to maintain, I will tell you that. And I sold it at a good profit. I bought it just to drive to Florida.
Right.
That was the only
thing. And I remember that car. We had a lot of fun.
That was a blast. Boy, did we have fun in that. Okay, so what I will say is it wasn't done on purpose. The car's fine. Get it fixed. I bet you won't have to get it repaired anymore, and I bet it'll be fine. I think I just ate a gnat. Yep, that is absolutely disgusting.
Oh.
I think I'm going to throw up. Okay, that's gross. We had the windows and the doors open here because it's a nice summer night and feels like a summer night. It's actually
of course it's fall. Gnatland.
It's Gnatland. I just ate one.
That's
my
gross.
Protein for the day. Susie, does that count as one bite? She'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, here's another email. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica. Okay.
What is your French thing tonight?
I don't know what that is. I just did it because I accidentally...
We didn't have French food.
No, we had spaghetti.
Yeah, it should be Italiano.
Okay, Dr. Ginny and the Jessica. Okay, my husband is a freak. No, this is what the email says.
Yeah, I didn't really. That was more information than I needed.
Okay, my husband is a freak. I found out he has been having an online relationship with several women from a dating site. Oh, I am so hurt and humiliated and disturbed. I do not know what to do. He has promised to stop, but will he? And this is from Lori M. Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you that I think that the problem goes, him promising to stop is one thing, but I would believe that the problem that caused this situation in the first place still hasn't been addressed. And that's what you two need to communicate with each other. And actually, I'm going to strongly suggest in this situation that you consider getting maybe a third party, neutral party, counselor, you know, therapist to sit down with the two of you and find out why he feels the need to go online for that type of stimulation. Because obviously it's humiliating to you. Yes, it's disturbing to you, and it's, you know, it's very hurtful. Of course it would be. It would be for anybody. And if you were the one engaging in that type of behavior, he would feel the same way. So my suggestion is that you find out what is causing the errant behavior. And the Band-Aid is him saying, okay, I'm going to stop. But that's not really fixing it, is it?
Yeah, but can't she believe him? Why are you talking to women? You know, come on.
Well, why is he doing
that? You're out scoping out new women.
Mm-hmm. There's a good, yes, exactly.
I'm sorry, that's slimy.
I would agree with you that is not a very nice thing to do, but there's a reason why he's doing it. And
he's a slime
ball. Well, and I was just going to say, and I don't think it was that big of a shock for her that he was doing it. I think that she kind of knew that he's been doing this for a long time, and I think she knows that too, and I think she kind of looked the other way because if she didn't absolutely know, then it was okay to pretend it wasn't happening.
That's crazy.
So I don't think that it's, I don't think that it's at all.
You know, pretending it's not happening.
Yeah.
Doesn't really help, does it?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, you know, it really doesn't. So, okay, tell you what, let's put all of these, get some outside help is what I'm saying. The reason why I'm saying this is I think your husband loves you. But I also think that this needs to cease, and you need to find out why he's doing it and why he's been doing it a very long time, as you know. Okay, we will keep you in our prayers. And on that note, we put all these emails into our Vado email.
Vado email.
Okay, and we're picking a winner. And here we go. Dun, dun, dun. The winner, hold it upside down, is... Sheila, I'm going to say Sheila T. from Macon, Georgia. Okay,
yay.
Sheila, you are
Sheila.
The winner tonight. Yay, drum roll.
Good job.
Okay, you're the winner. You will get an email from me in the morning, and we will schedule a time that's convenient for you for your free 30-minute reading. And that was really cool. Yeah.
Yes, congratulations. Good. That's awesome.
That is very so awesome ask. You know what? We've got a lot of callers on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and take one more caller because we've got plenty of time to do that. So let's do that. Hi, you're live on the air with the Christian Psychic Cafe. You're calling from area code 513-708 prefix.
Oh, my goodness. Hi, Dr. Jenny. Hi, Jessica. It's Grace.
Hi, Grace. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, girls. You too.
So glad you called. So glad. Grace has often been found in our chat room, everybody. And tell me, how are things going?
Well, everything's going pretty good. I was just wanting to see, what do you see coming up for me soon? Anything? Anything good coming around the corner for me?
Let me take a look, because I'm going to tell you what I'm sensing.
Okay.
I'm just going to come out and say it, Grace, because I know you want me to be honest with you.
Yes.
I'm sensing is that things are going not as the way you intended, correct?
Yes, probably.
Mm-hmm. And I think if you were to say that your happiness quota used to be at 100%, it's about at 70 now, correct?
Well, yeah, it's better than it was when I was in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I don't know what it is. It just seems like this last week or so I've really been off kilter. And I don't know what it is.
But it hasn't been just the last week. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you, are good things going to happen? Yeah, you know that. And I don't need to tell you that. But I know you need to hear it right now. Things are going to change. You can't define your experience where you are now by an off week, because you know that that's not the way to define, you know, your life.
Right.
However, what I will say is that I kind of feel like I feel like things just aren't clicking where you are right now. They're just not clicking. You know, it's kind of like when we like to run on all six cylinders, you're only running on five.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kind of how I feel. And I don't think it's necessarily something you're doing. I think it's, you know, and I'm even going to come out here and say this. I'm going to get shot for saying this, but I'm going to say it. I know that there's a part of you that it would like to be somewhere else, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And I think that's part of what's going on here. I think you're having, you don't, it's not that you don't want to make attachments where you are, it's just that you feel like it's a temporary thing. Do you know what I mean? And you kind of feel like you're in the middle of that lake and you're treading water still and you're keeping your head above water, but it's really, you know, you don't feel like you're going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you and I both know what the ultimate thing that you need to do is to follow your heart, because your mojo is not there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, yes, I got down here, and I got busy to work, and that's what I've really been doing. And I haven't felt like I've had much time to do anything that I really thought I was going to do when I got down here.
Right.
But I'm really hoping that where I'm at right now, working, that there's going to be an opportunity for better hours come for me,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I'm pretty much at the point where I'm going to, not really, I'm just going to give them sort of the dilemma, you know,
mm-hmm.
that it's not what I was expecting it to be, but, you know, they need me as much as I need them, sort of say.
I would agree with you. That's absolutely correct. And the other thing that I'm going to say to you is that the only thing I'm concerned with is that it seems like it's all about work. And what are you doing for Grace?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, see? So what did you do?
I did go to the beach Sunday, but I want to be closer to the beach, and I'm not. And that's why I know, like you said, I feel like I'm still in limbo.
Limbo. Because that's the exact feeling I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact feeling I'm getting, limbo. Here's the thing. Okay, how long have you been there?
Well, I've only been here since about the 1st of September.
Mm-hmm. And you've been to the beach once?
Twice.
Okay, that's something. That's something. That's not so bad. Grace, I'm going to tell you, I say things are going to get better for you. I definitely see things are going to get better for you. But I also see that you have to also take care of you, okay? Hold on a little bit longer because I'm telling you things are getting ready to change.
Okay.
They're getting ready to change. Trust me on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to change for the better, by the way. You know,
Do you see that with my daughter? Is that what you had told me before,
that she
was going to start coming around?
Mm-hmm. It's taken her a long time, but I do see that that's going to change. And I know that was one of the reasons why, you know, your situation is where you are. But I also know that things are going to change for the better. For some reason, I feel as you head towards the holiday season now, things are going to get a lot better for you. Okay, and I often refer to the holiday season. A lot of people don't think as a, you know, Halloween is starting the. To me, Halloween starts the holiday.
It does.
Season.
It's right before Thanksgiving.
It does. That's the way I see it too.
Yeah,
it's like Halloween just sort of kicks it off.
It does, doesn't it? I like Halloween. It's just fun
because
the kids have fun. I love watching them trick or treating, and it kicks off the season for us. So I'm going to tell you right now that I do see that things are going to go well for you. Things are going to turn around for the positive, and the holiday season is going to get better and better for you. So don't worry about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that, okay? I do see that things are going to happen, all right? And I think that's important for you to know. And the other thing that I see that's going to happen is that you're going to have to start taking a little bit more time for Grace, okay? It's not all about work, because work doesn't define who Grace is, right?
Right.
But you've been letting it define who you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I know you're smarter than that, and I also know that you're a much more well-rounded individual with a lot more activities that you could be doing. And you know, it's funny. It's kind of like if you take your car and keep filling it up with just gas, well, the car will run for a while, but after a while, guess what? It's not going to be running so good anymore because you forgot to put oil in too. You know, you maybe didn't put water in the radiator. So you got to make sure everything gets filled up. And for you, that means more than just work.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say we're multi-pronged individuals, and we got to get plugged in on everything. And if we're just worrying about our work life and making sure that the bills are paid and that's our big focus, my goodness, that's not fun.
And you know what, Jenny, you know it's not that, you know, financially it's not that at all. I think what it really boils down to is, you know, I moved down here, my sister and my brother-in-law live down here.
Right.
And my sister, I don't know why, I feel that at one point she must have been my mother in another life. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like that I have to do everything to get her approval. And it was never like that. It was always the opposite. She was always...
Really?
She was always... Yes, it's so funny when I think about it because I would hate it. We would go school shopping, and I would pick out the clothes, and then she would get right behind me and have to get the same clothes. I would get so mad.
That's so funny.
It would make me so mad. It was like on her Christmas list, she would have to get everything that I had on my Christmas list.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
And now it's like role reversal. It's like, you know, it's all about you should be saving more and more and more. And it's like, my gosh, you know, I'm
right.
not even worried about tomorrow. I just am worried about getting through today.
No. That's actually kind of funny. I don't think it's bad to have the role reversal sometimes. I think it gives you a new perspective and a different perspective on things. The only thing I'm going to suggest to you, though, is you do have different roles now than you did before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good that you're not stressed about finances, but I just think it's really important that you cultivate and fertilize other areas of your life, not just your work life. Because when you define who you are by your work life, it's a very narrow, narrow definition.
I feel like I have a lot to release yet,
mm-hmm.
and what I've been through the last 4 years, you know,
it's been horrendous.
A lot of it with the divorce, the breast cancer, and my daughter, and losing my father. I mean, it's just all has been a lot,
I know.
And it is true. It's like, you know, you feel like you're one of those sprinkler systems that's constantly going off, you know,
right.
because you go all the way to one side and you flip to do it all over again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a silly question? Who in your family likes, and I want to make sure, because I'm being shown it, so I want to say it, it's like a hard caramel candy with nuts and chocolate. It's,
Are you talking about the pecan roll?
Yeah, that's it.
It's like a pecan roll?
Yes.
My mother and my father.
Okay. That's the message I'm being given right now. That's what's being shown to me as a way to validate that he's there and he's there with you and knows what's going on. And plus, he's making me hungry now. But other than that, he's showing me this to let you know that he's there. He's supporting you all, okay? As much as he's allowed to support you, and you're never alone, okay? So I had to share that with you. I hope that's okay.
No, that's great. That's wonderful.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I went up to see my mom last week, I should validate that. You told me that, you know, there was going to be a major situation happen, and I was going to have to go back to Ohio.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was, but anyway, it had to do with my retirement and my ex-husband. And I thought when I left there, my attorney was going to be able to handle it for me. And she called me last Wednesday and said she wasn't going to be able to handle it, that I was going to have to appear. So here
wow.
I got frantic. I called my sister, and we both took off Thursday morning, 12-hour drive. We made it. We went to the hearing at 8:30 Friday morning, and the judge ruled in my favor, 100%, and then
Amen.
Back on the road and back down here, yes. So you told me I was going to have to get back up there, and I said, no, I'm not.
See, yeah, you know, wow. What I can say to you is that think of the blessing that you had.
It is.
You know, that your sister could even go with you. You know what I'm saying? How
and you know, when we talked, my brother-in-law couldn't even believe it. We talked, both of us, the whole time, talking about a little bit of everything. You know what
Isn't
I mean?
Isn't that a blessing
all kinds
in itself?
Yeah. It is just, you mean to tell me you didn't have the radio not once on once? And we're like, no, not at all.
No, I know what that's like. I mean, sometimes I know someone I talk to way too much. And we get going, and my husband says, I don't get how you I don't even know what you two talk about. And it's so funny because he'll be sitting there and he'll say, oh, it makes me crazy just to, because it's like all small talk. But the truth is, it's so nice to have somebody that you can communicate like a sister like that with, because also you have a shared history, you know. So that's nice,
right,
too. That's very special. You're very blessed. You know, the show actually went off the air 3 minutes ago. So
Goodness.
So I'll let you know that, because they're gonna kill the actual sound. We won't be able to hear in about another 72 seconds. But I just want you to know things are gonna go well for you. Don't worry about it. And your dad did come across and let you know that he's with you, and he used that treat to let you know that it was him, because you would immediately associate it with him. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know whether I should stay where I'm at, or, you know, just go in and tell them, you know, this is way too many hours, you know. But I'm, you know, a girl today, that an associate that I work with, told me that she might be possibly leaving, and
mm-hmm.
she's the one who has hours that I just am really wanting.
I would not leave. I would not leave.
Okay.
And you're about to get cut off, and so am I, so I'm going to tell you, God bless you. Talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye. And blessings to you. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye.